From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with Finnish reedman Eero Kvistinen and his quartet with Vladimir Shaframov, piano, Pekka Samanto, bass, and drummer Raino Laine. From their 2002 release Labyrinth, on this track, Eero will be featured on Sopranino Sax, which has an oboe-like quality, at least to my ears. Judge for yourself as you listen to the piece Erebeski. Thank you.
Thank you.
some of the quieter aspects of creative improvised music, opening up this hour of the program. We began with the Eero Kvistinen Quartet from the album Labyrinth from 2002. We heard Erebeski, Eero featured on tenor, soprano, and sopranino sax on this release. And lastly, an African-American trio fronted by pianist Anthony Davis, also featuring James Newton on flute and Abdul Wadud on cello. From 1982 and the LP I've Known Rivers, released on the Gramavision label, and the classic poem of the same name by Langston Hughes is included within the liner notes of the LP. We heard the opening cut of the B-side of the recording, After You Said Yes. We'll venture into jazz rock fusion territory now, and in this set we'll pay tribute to the late Larry Coryell. Hailed by many as the godfather of jazz rock, Larry Coryell passed away on February 19, 2017, at the age of 73. He was still active in music. In fact, he was scheduled to release a new album in June of 2017. He leaves behind a musical legacy that stretches back nearly five decades. I'm very partial to his early work from the early and mid-1970s, though certainly his more recent material is also quite good. But we'll listen to some of his 70s recordings in this set. We'll begin with a track from 1970 and his album Spaces, with John McLaughlin also on guitar, Chick Corea electric piano, Miroslav Vitus on bass, and Billy Cobham drums. This piece penned by Larry's wife, Julie Coryell. Chris. Thank you. a set of music honoring the late guitarist Larry Coryell, who passed away on February 19th, 2017, at age 73. We heard some of his early work from the 1970s in that set. We began with a track also featuring John McLaughlin and Chick Corea, among others. From the album Spaces from 1970, we heard Chris. From 1972 in the album Offering, with Mike Mandel, electric piano, Steve Marcus, soprano sax, Merv Bronson, bass, and Harry Wilkinson on drums, we heard Scotland One. From 1974, a track from the debut album from Larry's fusion band of the mid-70s, 11th House. The album Introducing 11th House, with Larry Coryell, with Randy Brecker on trumpet, once again Mike Mandel on keyboards, Danny Triffin, bass, and Alphonse Mouzon on drums. We heard the opening track, Bird Fingers. And lastly, from 1977, a track from the album Back Together Again, a collaboration between Larry Coryell and Alphonse Mouzon, also featuring another guitarist, Philip Catherine, who would go on to record the album Twin House with Larry 1 year later, and bassist John Lee rounding out the band for that session. We heard Transvested Express. That album, issued on the Atlantic label, the previous three recordings were from the Vanguard Records catalog. It's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Jazz Progressions, including playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous shows, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you want the playlist or audio for this episode, it is Jazz Progressions show number 1703. In our final set of this hour, we'll listen to a couple of examples of some considerably more recent jazz rock, and we'll begin with a trio from Japan, calling itself Tree Offensive, with Yuya Komoguchi guitar, Jiro Okada bass, and Keisuke Komori on drums. From 2009 in their self-titled release, Tree Offensive, this is Neo Universe. We'll be right back. Closing out the hour with guitarist Brandon Coleman, featured on both guitar and guitar synthesizer, with Keigo Hirakawa piano, Matt Wilds bass, and Jeff Mellett on drums, from a self-released project from 2017, the album Infinite Loop. It's a mixture of fusion and more straight-ahead material, including some standards. We heard one of the more fusion-oriented tracks, Bathinerita. The Japanese fusion trio Tree Offensive before that with Neo Universe from their self-titled release. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.